There has been news today from South Carolina. Later today, the state's governor, Nikki Haley, will sign the historic new law removing the Confederate flag from statehouse grounds.
And the flag will come down tomorrow morning. State lawmakers approved that law after emotional debate that was spurred by the fatal shooting of 9 African Americans at their church in Charleston last month. Vernon Burton is a professor of history and sociology at Clemson University. He's with us now. Professor Burton, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And when we spoke to you last month after the shootings in Charleston, which renewed this debate, you said you were not optimistic about the Confederate flag being removed. Are you surprised by what's happened?
I am very surprised, and I worry about saying please, given the circumstances and the great tragedy, but I'm so pleased to see the state and the legislators in particular to take what is the right action and certainly a courageous action. It is one of the most historic moments in the history of the United States and certainly the state of South Carolina in dealing with a very complex issue.
Well, and there was a very emotional debate in both the House and the Senate. I want to listen to a little bit of it. Here is Republican Michael Pitts, who said that he understood the concerns of his Democratic colleagues who wanted the flag removed.
I'm willing to remove that flag from the pole if it causes a twinge in the heart of Lonnie Hosey or Bill Clyburn, my friends. But at some point, I'll ask for something in return. Because I believe in fairness. I believe in balancing of scales.
Vernon Burton, as you listened to the debate in the House and the Senate, what did you hear?
I heard people struggling with an issue, and it is a larger issue than just the flag, of course. It is the culture in which this flag became a symbol for whites, many of them, not all, but a lot of whites, about heritage and their identity. And coming to realize that this same symbol had a very different meaning for a large proportion of the people in the state, that for African Americans it represented a symbol of a fight to preserve slavery, and then even more recently it became the symbol in the 1940s and 50s and 60s of the opposition to civil rights, opposition to voting rights, opposition to integration. And that took some time, I think, for many whites to realize that this is what the flag had come to symbol. Jeremy, as late as 1967 to 69, at my school at Furman, we had a little small civil rights group, and we were naive enough that our symbol was actually a black and white hand clasping over the Confederate flag, the battle flag of Northern Virginia. We were unaware of what that meant to African Americans. But today, there's no way that people cannot realize that this flag has come to symbolize for African Americans a symbol of oppression and opposition to rights historically and currently today.
So what do you make of people who are still flying it? I was on the road the other day and saw a Prius, of all cars, with 4 Confederate flags on the back of it. And that's here in the Northeast.
And they're all over the place. Part of it is that it has become a symbol of defiance worldwide. I mean, people pick it up. Everyone identifies with the rebel. But it's also, and I really believe this, that many people in our more modernizing, as we're moving from a manufacturing economy into a knowledge-based economy, a lot of people feel they're being left behind. They're feeling somewhat victimized. It's ironic to say that whites are feeling victimized, but as they look at the government in different ways, that it becomes a matter of identity, of sort of a protest. So there are a lot of things going on. I'm no psychologist, of course, but I think there are a lot of different issues that are flying around. And there's no doubt that for some people, this flag has been an identity of heritage. But they have to recognize that for African Americans, it means something very, very different.
So do you think that in short order, the flag will be taken off of, let's say, the state flag of Mississippi or other places in the South will get rid of this Confederate battle flag?
I'm hoping that at least in places that are state-supported, tax-paying places of public display that they will be. I just do not know. You know, I was not optimistic that even in the horrors of this tragedy that the South Carolina State Legislature would take down that flag, but they have voted to do it, and I am so happy, and I really want to congratulate those legislators on both sides of the aisle. One of the words you heard a lot here is the word grace. And it was in those debates, if you listen over and over again, and what they were referring to was, in fact, how those families of the martyred people massacred in Mother Emanuel Church came forward and used the term grace to forgive the young man who committed this heinous act. So I just don't know how far this will translate otherwise, but it certainly made a difference in South Carolina. For everything I knew, I would never have thought that some of these legislators who voted to remove the flag from the State House ground did it, but they did.
That's Vernon Burton, a professor of history and sociology at Clemson University, on a big day in South Carolina. Vernon, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this incredibly important moment in our history.